Hasty has been to Buffalo, Binghamton, Syracuse, and Utica and surrounding areas as part of a listening tour. He wants to familiarize himself with issues that might not be front and center in New York City. Hasty says he's gained an appreciation of the beauty of upstate regions.
You know, I'm used to cement and things like that, and, you know, in the city, but, you know, you've always known that upstate New York was beautiful, but just to see it, and to feel it and live it yourself is just extraordinary.
Hasty, dressed in a charcoal gray suit on a 90-degree day, received a tour of the Hudson River boat launch in Mechanicville, northwest of Albany. He says he's found that many of the same issues resonate in all parts of the state, having a solid infrastructure support system and economic and educational opportunities.
If you want to, you know, have jobs, there's certain things that community needs. You need infrastructure. You need transportation, and you need good schools for families.
Right. Mechanicville's the place to stop because of the great facilities.
Mechanicville City Supervisor Tom Richardson, who showed the speaker the new dock facilities, which include toilets and showers and easy access to restaurants and shops in town, says it means a lot to have an influential legislative leader visit.
To have him actually up here in upstate New York, I think it's terrific, and for him to see the communities and all of the people that are up here and the needs of all of the communities, I think it's tremendously important.
Paul Hink, a retired pharmacist from Minnesota, is touring the river for the first time along with his wife in a houseboat. It's part of a voyage that will take them north to Lake Champlain and eventually to the southern United States. He's pleased with the new dock and its amenities.
This is fantastic. This is really nice. It's well, right on the river, of course, so it's very convenient. Facilities were clean, new. It's great.
City Supervisor Richardson agrees with Speaker Hasty that upstate's crumbling infrastructure is a huge problem. He says his city is lucky enough to have received grants from the Regional Transportation Authority to replace bridges that are nearly a century old.
And we're replacing three bridges. Two of the bridges were built over 90 years ago.
The Speaker of the State Assembly also weighed in on a big issue for the region and for the entire Hudson River, General Electric's ongoing dredging of the river of toxic PCBs. They were dumped by the company back when it was legal to do so. The project is set to end this fall, but environmental groups and some local government leaders want to expand it. According to a report by Politico New York, Governor Cuomo has been talking to top GE executives, trying to lure the company's corporate headquarters back to the state from Connecticut. Hasty says any talks about convincing GE executives to relocate their headquarters back to New York should include discussions on the company's Superfund cleanup program.
I believe that companies should be good corporate citizens, and they have a social responsibility. And I think in the discussion on GE moving here, I think their responsibility and what they need to do here, I think, should be part of any discussion.
The governor's office had no comment. The speaker next planned to tour a farm. It uses automatic milking machines for its dairy cows. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.